You're looking for conspiracies in the wrong place. No, the CIA didn't stage the Mandalay Bay shooting. They didn't need to. They were too busy toppling governments, arming jihadists, and turning entire countries into failed states. That migrant caravan your uncle screams about on Facebook? That's not a plot by Soros. That's blowback from US foreign policy. Let's get real. The CIA has destabilized regions from Tehran to Tripoli. They've overthrown elected leaders, propped up dictators, flooded conflict zones with weapons, and trained death squads like it was a retirement hobby. This isn't fringe paranoia. This is documented, declassified fact. You can read the CIA's own memos if you've got the stomach. You want the real conspiracy? It's not a fake shooting. It's a black budget machine that's been running coups since 1947. Truman created the CIA. By the 50s, it was already running foreign elections like a Vegas casino, rigged and well-funded. Here's how it works. Step 1, call them communists. Step 2, crash their economy. Step 3, stage a coup and install a puppet. And if that fails, blow the whole damn country up and walk away. Iran, Guatemala, Chile, Nicaragua, Iraq, Libya, Syria, each one a spark that lit a region on fire. And guess who gets to deal with the refugees? We do. Guatemalans fleeing a civil war we started. Hondurans fleeing narco states we helped arm. Syrians and Iraqis escaping the rubble of our airstrikes and regime change experiments. And Republicans have the gall to call it an invasion? You can't destabilize half the planet and then clutch your pearls when the smoke drifts across your border. It's not a border crisis. It's a blowback crisis. ISIS? That wasn't born in a vacuum. That came from Iraq, after we toppled Saddam, disbanded the army, and tossed 400,000 pissed-off guys with guns into the streets. Al-Qaeda? That was the thank-you card from the Mujahideen after Operation Cyclone. We handed them missiles and jihadi textbooks in the 80s to fight the Soviets. Then they pointed those weapons at us. You want fewer terrorists? Maybe stop creating the conditions that breed them. And red states, don't think you're off the hook. You cheered every war, cut every foreign aid budget, and now you're crying about asylum claims. Texas is spending over $1 billion a year on border militarization. California, a fraction of that, investing in actual immigration services. One's a panic show, the other's a policy. And here's the kicker. Immigrants in red states pay more in taxes than they cost in services. Deport them, and your economy crashes harder than crypto in a bear market. But this isn't about facts, is it? It's about fear, spectacle, blaming brown people for problems white guys in suits created. So here's the truth bomb. The CIA didn't need crisis actors. They had real ones, with real weapons and real body counts. They didn't fake carnage. They funded it. Still think the deep state is a theory? It's not a theory. It's the resume of an empire. You want to stop the chaos? Stop lighting the damn match.